Good morning, beautiful people. Welcome to my channel, which focuses on Vedic astrology study from the perspective of your soul path, career and relationships. These are the focus areas of this channel. If you're new to my channel, please consider sharing the content with your fellow astrology enthusiasts, leaving your comments below in case you need to share anything interesting you found in your chart, etc. If you are my listener on the podcast directories like Spotify, Apple, Podcast Addict, Pandora and so on, welcome. Also, you might want to visit my YouTube channel, take screenshots of the chart displayed there so you can study alongside the chart, natal, navamsha, D10 and so on and so forth. Also, for those listening on the podcast directory, you might want to take advantage of the Vedic Astrology Beginners course, which is available in the memberships area as a playlist on my channel. YouTube link is in the description box. You might want to visit that and take advantage of that. That is not being covered on the podcast directory. If you need a personal reading, do get in touch with me on the email, both on the podcast directory as well as on YouTube channel. We can explore what's going on in your life and what you need some assistance or clarity with. You see, the entire purpose, as I see it, of Jyotish and Vedic astrology is to get clarity in your mind about what's going on in different areas of your life, what your soul path is driving you towards in this lifetime, and where you can put yourself, apply yourself to the best possible outcomes, be it in any area of life. We all have different areas of life. Primarily, I focus on soul path, your life path, profession, career, job, business, etc., as well as intimate relationships. And all the podcasts here cover pretty much personality, relationships and career as the determinants of how you want to engage with the rest of the world. We all are born in some way, some form in different societies. The whole idea is to best put yourself at use where you are happy doing what you're doing, you're content doing what you're doing, and you feel your life has a meaning and a purpose somewhere. We are just trying to unlock that using the tools of Vedic astrology. Now that we have finished studying the Amatya Karaka in different Navamsha, the 12 of them, let us do some career case studies for Amatya Karaka, because unless we do some case studies, unless we implement and study the Amatya Karaka from the perspective of charts, actual charts or virtual charts, we won't know how it is applied or what it really means, isn't it? It's like trying to understand physics without applying it in a lab. You have to test this out on charts. So as much charts as you can get your hands on, practice these principles. If you have queries, you can leave it as comments in the comment box. But please take time to understand these principles first. All the series on Amatya Karaka and in Navamsha playlist, uncover all of that first. Study the basic principles and then come to this career case studies. Right, let's get into it. What are the six principles or six aspects I have taken into consideration in career case studies of Amatya Karaka? Number one, we are going to study Amatya Karaka in D1 and D9 charts. Both, that is to say, your natal as well as your Navamsha chart, we shall study how the position of Amatya Karaka goes. Number two, we shall study the relations to the Atma Karaka in both, your soul significator, yourself, Atma Karaka. And podcasts are already covered on Atma Karaka, you might want to go through that. What is your soul relationship with your profession? Is it helping? Is there someone helping in your profession? Atma Karaka and Amatya Karaka relationship in both D1 and D9 also we shall cover. Number three, the placement in houses and signs in both natal as well as Navamsha charts. That will also be covered. Because where the houses are playing in the natal and where it moves to in Navamsha is significant, isn't it? And also the sign, because the qualities of the sign carries to both Atma Karaka and Amatya Karaka. Number four, types, progress, challenges and successes in career, because we are focusing in these career case studies only. So we will deal with focal point as Amadhya Karaka, and we will study Atma Karaka with respect to Amadhya Karaka. All right. Number 5, we will also try to borrow some hints from nakshatra placement of Amadhya Karaka in the natal chart, because that's the physical manifestation. Yes, I already spoke of this. You might want to go through previous ones. Natal chart is your physical manifestation of reality. Navamsha is your internal self and all things going forward in your life. Essentially, when a soul is born, the way we apply Vedic astrology is from birth till the time you're 30 years old, till the time Saturn matures in a chart. What happens is you are acting more like only the physical manifestation, because you are pretty much in the hands of others. After 30 years, really it matures, and then the aspects of Navamsha kick in. So Navamsha literally is going forward in your life, the fortunes of your life. Yeah, this is the way also it is interpreted. So we shall try to borrow some nakshatra placement of Amadhya Karaka in the natal chart also. Now, nakshatras are already covered extensively in the 27 nakshatras of Vedic astrology playlist. Number 6, and very important point, I needed some charts to study here as a part of this exercise. And so what I have done is I have considered case studies. This entire case studies is for Gen Z, just like I did for Nakshatra Pada. Gen Z meaning 1998 onwards, who are born from 1998 onwards. Yes, you can Google it if you want. All case studies are of Gen Z kids. Names are all virtual, really. I have just stuck in virtual names. Names don't mean anything. They are random charts of Gen Z generation, starting from the year 2000 for Amadhya Karaka. Let us begin. Before we begin the actual case studies, it is important for you to remember some rules in the Jaimini system of evaluation in astrology, which is very different to the Parashara system. Jaimini, first of all, focuses on Rashi Drishti, that means the sign aspects. Which sign is aspecting which sign? Aries is aspecting Leo, for example, like that. The sign aspects, these are not planetary aspects, which sign aspects it? So let's go through these 8 rules listed there on the screen. Number 1, Rashi Drishti. Every movable sign aspects all fixed signs except the one right next to it. Keep this rule book in your thing. You can take screenshots if you wish. Every fixed sign aspects all movable signs except the one right next to it. So, movable aspects fixed except the one next to it. Fixed aspects all movable except the one next to it. Every dual sign aspects all other dual signs only. Okay. Then there is the Graha Drishti, that is a planetary vision. The planetary vision says Jaimini primarily uses Rashi Drishti, but planets inherit the aspect of the sign they sit in. So planets sitting in movable sign will aspect all other planets which are in fixed signs except the one next to it. Apply the same principle to all the first three rules. So planets essentially sitting in movable, fixed or dual sign, because Jaimini is based only on sign astrology, not so much on planets. Planets will automatically inherit everything about the sign. This applies to all planets, including Rahu and Ketu. So as we shall see going further into the case studies, you will see that sometimes or many times in a chart, Rahu and Ketu both end up aspecting a particular planet. Because even though Rahu and Ketu are on opposite sides of every chart, but based on this kind of an analysis, based on Rashi Drishti, they both might end up aspecting a planet, and we shall see that in case studies. Some special considerations to see. Point number 6, Jaimini focuses on sign to sign influence, not degrees. Even if planets are far apart within the Rashi, they still aspect through Rashi Drishti. The same thing which I spoke of earlier. The only thing angles or degrees is considered is from Atma Karaka to Dhara Karaka. The 7 Karakas is based on angle. what is your Atmakaraka, what is your Amadhyakaraka, what is your Bhratrikaraka, and so on. That considers the angle, but the sign-to-sign influence is very dominant here. Even if one is sitting in 12th house and one is sitting in 3rd house, for example, if the signs are influencing, the planets in those signs also are influencing one another. See, all this gets very complex unless we do some case studies, isn't it? So we shall do that from now on. 7th point, unlike the Parashari system, Gemini does not use special aspects like Saturn's 3rd or 10th position or Jupiter's 5th or 9th position. Those are Parashara rules. Gemini system does not use these rules of aspecting. It only considers sign aspect and planets therefore placed in those signs. Aspects, last rule, number 8, aspects are applied heavily in Charadasha analysis. If you want to do your predictive analysis, they interpret again based on this sign and interpreting the Karaka planets, Amartya Karaka, Atma Karaka, and so on, all the 7 Karakas of Gemini. So we shall do analysis this way going forward. Let us begin. Now let's do case study for a gentleman called David. This is also a Gen Z category, so year 2000 onwards probably. If this is your chart, then you might pay more closer attention to this video. Okay. So here we have Atma Karaka as Mars and Amartya Karaka as Mercury. Atma Karaka is your soul significator, as we have seen in previous podcasts. Amartya Karaka is that which determines your career. The reason I'm bringing this up in this video is because you need to always study the relationship between Atma Karaka and Amartya Karaka, the combined energy of your soul and of your mind will go determine what career paths might be suitable for an individual. Now, Atma Karaka Mars is more determined by logic, is more determined by action and initiation, like a Mars energy. Action, initiation, initiator of new stuff. Mars is very keen on that, very action oriented, very initiating oriented, and also driven by logic and pure logic, okay? Not so much intuition, but more of logic. And Amartya Karaka Mercury means the profession will be more driven by intellect, mind, logic and reasoning. So Atma Karaka Mars will make a combination for careers which are suited to logic and intellectual mind application, so to speak. Now where is Mercury here? Since we are talking only careers, Mercury here is placed for this individual, David, in the 1st house, conjunct Sun, in the sign of Gemini. First of all, whenever you see dual signs, 3, 6, 9 and 12, understand that there is a fluctuation in it. There will be ups and downs in careers for this individual. And Gemini is a very fluctuating mind, the beginnings of a fluctuating mind. It has not applied itself like Virgo. It is still in a raw format, okay? Sun conjunct Mercury in the 1st house will give a high degree of ego. I want to do this for myself. I want to be visible. I want to do something that gives me a sense of self. That's Sun and Mercury in the 1st house. In Gemini, it's more dominant because it's like a child wanting the egoistic recognition. It needs recognition. And everything that this person will do in terms of career will directly affect the personality. Why? Because Amartya Karaka is sitting in the 1st house. Whenever Amartya Karaka sits in the 1st house, natal or Navamsha, consider this as a basis. Whatever happens in profession will determine the ego of this person, the basic personality it will affect. So whatever fluctuations this individual undergoes will affect his basic personality, isn't it? What are the aspects to this? Gemini rule says that any planet sitting in dual signs like 3, 6, 9 and 12 will be affected by all other planets sitting in other dual signs. We have only one, Jupiter, sitting in Pisces in the 10th house. Jupiter is exalted, it's its own sign in Pisces, and it's sitting in the 10th house. So when Jupiter is in the 10th house aspecting Mercury, they will have to grow through wisdom in their career, through life. 10th house is a slow progress in career. So Jupiter in 12th will provide that wisdom, will provide that creativity. Pisces is a highly creative sign in their profession, whatever they do. Now let's go step by step. Mercury is a Madhya Karaka. What is the core professional drive? Mercury represents intellect, communication, logic, trade, adaptability and analysis. As a Madhya Karaka, Mercury drives David towards careers based in communication, reasoning, business acumen, adaptability and technical versatility. Now, also combine the Atma Karaka Mars here. So, everything is contributing. Mars is driving this Mercury into using logic and into wanting to initiate something new. Mars is sitting in the 12th house and Jupiter is sitting in Pisces. So that in itself will be a hint there of what kind of careers this person will do. Slight deviation, if you want to use the Parashara system, which uses Saturn as the basis of profession, Karaka of work, Saturn here for him is conjunct Moon in the sign of Aries in the 11th house. What does that tell us? Well, Saturn conjunct Moon provides a deep analysis of the mind, going into the depths of psychology, and in Aries, both are very frustrated, both want to initiate. See how Gemini system ties in with the Parashara system closely. Whatever I just said is applicable even in Parashara system. So this person might want to initiate some projects going into the collective, going into the 11th house, going into social media, social networks, and using their mind and logic as the means. Natal chart says placement of Mercury in Gemini in the first house. It's its own sign. Ascendant makes communication and intellect central to David's personality and career. Like I said, both personality and career will be affected here. Indicates a self-made professional identity with success tied to his ability to think, reason, speak and adapt quickly. Gemini wants to adapt quickly. Let's move. Conjunction with Sun adds authority and recognition or craving for it, craving leadership. Blends intelligence with command, pointing to rules in business leadership, politics, media, law, or advisory work. Why these things are suggested? Because there is Jupiter in Pisces. Jupiter in Pisces is not so much about law, more about creativity. Aspect of Jupiter from the 10th house brings ethical grounding, wisdom, and institutional backing. Indicates connection to large organizations, law, education, guidance-based professions. Actually, I would put it as in the 10th house in Pisces, working behind the scenes. But since this individual craves so much of public attention, recognition, Sun and Mercury in the first house, they might end up selecting a profession which gives them more of that, because Saturn and Moon conjunct Aries, conjuncting Aries in the 11th provides that drive, isn't it? Now let's see what happens after 30 years in the Navamsha. Now let's see David in Navamsha. After 30 years, what happens to David? Okay. First of all, the transformation of Ascendant has happened. It has gone to Scorpio now. When Ascendant goes into the sign of Scorpio in the Navamsha, it means there are themes of transformation and there is Sun sitting in the first house. So Sun in the first house, natal Sun in the first house in Navamsha. So there is a great deal of transformation going on in this person's sense of self. Sun is your sense of self as embodied in the body, as embodied in your mind. Okay. So Sun here is undergoing transformation through life. In Sun in the first house. Also there might be a relationship breakup with the dad, with the father, because Sun is in Scorpio. Later on in life, this person might feel disconnected with the father. Okay, back to Amatya Karaka. Now it is sitting in the sign of Aquarius in the 4th house. Also, Atma Karaka is very exalted, placed in the 10th house in the sign of Leo. Now, transformation is definitely happening, but Sun in the 1st house and Mars in Leo in the 10th house with the dispositor of the 10th house being in the first, once again it indicates a dominant theme of transformation in the self with regard to the career. Whatever career this person chooses, whatever David chooses, will tend to transform his sense of identity. How does this happen? Now, what are the aspects to Amartya Karaka of Mercury here? It is from the 9th house where Jupiter is sitting, from the sign of Cancer. Sign of Cancer has to do with Mars, has to do with food, has to do with resources. But here it has gone to the 9th house. So it has something to do with making rules and regulations for the food industry. I'm just giving generic stuff here. Mercury in Aquarius wants to do something in the IT industry, technology industry, using software, using camera, using social media, YouTube and so on. Okay. Mercury in the sign of Aquarius becomes highly technologically oriented. We saw that Atma Karaka is Mars, and now it is facing Mars in the 10th house, although not aspected of Gemini. But Mercury and Mars are facing each other, so he will use a lot of logic, a lot of wanting initiation in social media. That can be a dominant theme. For a second here, let's take a divert into Parashara system. Rahu, Moon and Saturn are in 8th house. That gives a dominant drive towards research. He might be inclined to do research for banking organizations, 9th house Jupiter, making rules and regulations there, and using intellect and logic, or working in software industry with multinational companies like banks. Let us see what it reads out. Placement of Mercury in Aquarius in 4th house focuses career on education, public connection and community service, because it's Aquarius. Roles tied to innovation and reform. Mercury Aquarius points to advisory, technology driven, like I said, teaching or research based work. Research based work is dominant, isn't it? Saturn, Moon and Rahu together in 8th house in Gemini. And he was a Gemini ascendant in natal. That's where it might manifest, a research person. Aspect of Jupiter from the 9th house adds guidance, ethics and higher knowledge to the professional direction. See, Jupiter is adding to this Mercury. It is providing wisdom, so to speak, from the background. Suggests influence in education, institutions, publishing and advisory leadership. Leadership is a craving of this gentleman. David wants leadership because Sun is in the 1st house and Mars is in the 10th house in Leo. Very dominant person in terms of profession. Now let's wrap this up, going into conclusions. Now let us go through conclusions one by one. First, correlation of natal and Navamsha. The natal self-expression through communication, intellect, leadership, strong career visibility. Why are we talking about visibility? Because Sun and Mercury is conjunct, like you see on the right, in the natal chart in ascendant. Whatever sits in your ascendant, it becomes your dominant driver of personality. In the Navamsha, however, career matures into service to the collective. Innovation. Collective, why? Why are we talking about collective? Aquarius is all about collective. Innovation, all about Aquarius. Education and guiding roles, because it is aspected from Jupiter in the 9th in Cancer. Combined view, what does it provide? David begins with communication-based leadership roles. In the beginning, his career path might be that. And grows into influential advisory and institutional recognized positions. Jupiter in the 9th, exalted in Cancer. Challenges would be a strong Mercury. This is a strong Mercury. Mercury is in its own sign in the ascendant in natal, isn't it? Risk of restlessness, over-analysis or scattered focus. Gemini is very scatterbrained. Conjunction with Sun leads to an ego conflict or intellectual pride. Aspects of Jupiter provide higher expectations than he deserves. For example, I deserve this would become a dominant weakness. Success indicators. Mercury in ascendant ensures intellect, adaptability and communication define career identity. Sun conjunction provides authority and recognition. Jupiter aspect stabilize career through ethics, institutions or higher learning. Strong placements in both D1 and D9 indicate alignment between inner drive and outer career path, like we just saw. Likely professions. Now, all of them can't be likely. Okay, you have to decide this. That's a part of this study. Law, politics, public advisory rules. Do you see that? I don't see any law here. Although Jupiter is in 9th in the sign of Cancer. Cancer does not make laws. Public advisory rules could be. Business leadership, consulting media, yes, strong one, because Mercury goes to Aquarius. That's a very strong one. Education, teaching, publishing or research? Research, I would think, because Saturn, Rahu, Mercury is in the 8th, in the sign of Gemini. That could be it. Research could be it. Business leadership, consulting could be it. Education, sort of. But education does not provide that leadership. Technology, communication, innovation-driven industry is very dominant. The last bullet point of likely professions is very, very likely for this individual. Okay? What do you mean by trajectory? Trajectory here shows what he will start the career with, how he will transit in the middle portion of his life, and later, nearing close to retirement, what he might select careers as. That's the trajectory path for David. If you see something else here as career path, leave it in your comment box below. I will see you in the next. Take care. Be safe.